It's the California Wine Country Podcast with Steve Jackson and Dan Berger. We taste, we laugh, we learn.
California Wine Country brought to you by Bottle Barn. Dan Berger off today. Tom Simino is in. Hello, Tommy boy.
Hey, Jackson, what's happening?
Hey, you know, it's all good.
It is all good.
I stepped out into the, for the first time ever, out near the road into the, whatever those plants are, to make sure everybody was okay with the deer running across the road and somebody hit somebody
crash
else.
Crash and all that.
Now, yeah. I'm covered in these sticky things.
Oh. I've been... You don't spend much time outside, do you, Jackson?
No.
Called I've weeds.
Never, I've never...
And seeds from
I've
the
never
weeds.
Got sticky things while sitting on the couch, you know, and that's my specialty. But
well, here
anyway.
We are in our wine show, so you're outside in almost in the vineyards.
Exactly. Yeah. I've got a taste of the vineyards. Introduce our guest, because I'll screw up his name.
We're here today introducing Guillaume Baudet.
Guillaume Baudet.
Yes.
Nice Italian name.
Yeah, you're right. The other side of Italy. Yeah. More of the French side.
And well, welcome, man. It's great to meet you.
Thank you.
And the wines of Hyde de Vilaine. And Hyde de Vilaine is it's a kind of well, let's let you explain to everyone what Hyde de Vilaine is.
So Hyde de Vilaine is a small winery located in Napa, created in 2000, and it's a partnership between two families, the Hydes and the de Vilaine family. So the Hyde from Carneros in Napa, the owners of Hyde Vineyards, and then the de Vilaine family is Aubert de Vilaine, who is the co-director of Domaine de la Romanée Conti in Burgundy, DRC. For those who are not familiar with the wine, it's one of the most iconic wines in Burgundy and in the world, and if not the most expensive as well, the most expensive Pinot Noir.
Romani Conti is like unbelievable. If you could ever get a sip of it.
Really?
Yeah. Have you had?
Once.
Just yes. Once. And yeah, you're the winemaker yeah. There.
Well, I'm not the winemaker for them, but you know, you would. It's just such a hard wine to find, and it's obviously really expensive. So every time you get the chance to get a sip, it's
oh,
really
it's
a privilege.
Absolutely.
So this is the Hyde family of Napa Valley and the de Vilaine family of Burgundy, and they've come together, and it's known as HDV.
Correct.
Hyde de Vilaine. Give us the history. I don't know. Give us more history on how all this came together.
Absolutely.
How long?
So actually, the Hydes and the de Vilaine are related by marriage. So Aubert de Vilaine's wife, Pamela, is Larry Hyde's cousin. So, you know, by marriage with Pamela, Aubert and Larry Hyde are now cousins. In 1979, when Larry Hyde decided to plant a vineyard, Aubert de Vilaine was here in California with him, visiting the Hyde site that is now Hyde Vineyards. And, you know, way back then in Carneros, it used to be pastures with a lot of sheep, you know, cheap land, and not a lot of people believed in that land for vines. And Aubert and Larry, you know, decided to go for it and start planting vines in 1979. And a few years later, Aubert had to go back to Burgundy to take over the domain of DRC. And so Larry kept on going, and, you know, he started building up his vineyard and expanding little by little. And then in 2000, they decided to get back together and create the winery and create a Hyde de Vilaine. So HDV is mainly focused. About 98% of the wines that we make are coming from Hyde Vineyard. It's mostly Chardonnay, so that's going to be about 60% of our production.
I'm in love already.
Perfect. Isn't that something? That's Chardonnay?
Yes.
We also make Pinot Noir, Syrah, Cabernet Sauvignon, and Merlot. So Carneros is known for its cooler climate because of the San Pablo Bay, really near to the vineyard, and as well as the Petaluma Gap. So from this gap and from the bay, we get a lot of wind, a lot of cooler air and fog, which we get a lot of during the summer right before harvest. And that's perfect for a concentration of the color, the acid, so the freshness in the wine, and also, you know, just the flavors and that are really, really pure to the varietal. And really our key at HDV is to really respect the primary characteristics of the vineyard and also the varietal. So that means we are not going to interfere with the natural process. We don't add any water. We don't add any acid. It's a minimal addition of new oak. So really the key is to respect the terroir and to translate that into the glass.
And I'll tell you, it really does show.
No, this is it's amazing. When, I got to, you know, that's not a New York accent you have.
Right.
You obviously were born and raised in France.
Absolutely. Yeah, I spent about 26 years. I'm 30 years old, but I spent about 26 years of my life in France.
Wow.
Educated there for the wine?
Yes. So I did a master's degree in agricultural engineering, and then I did my enology and viticulture master's degree at the University of Bordeaux.
Wow.
And so in between every year, each summer, I got to do a few internships and some first growth in Bordeaux, and then some bigger houses here in California with a Sonoma Couture. Worked with Terry Adams, with Kara Morrison, and then I started with HDV as an intern in 2013. Scraping the floors and cleaning the
And now
the
you're
tanks.
Making wine for
And
me.
Now, a few years later, I'm making the wine. So it's my little American dream.
So that's the path to success. Be the dishwasher. Next thing you know, you're the chef.
Hey, Mike was scraping the floors of our studio when I came 10 years ago. And look at him now.
Yeah, that's right.
He's more famous than me.
I was a bass player, man.
Yeah, that's right. You were. How come we haven't heard much about this? And there's a lot of people listening right now who are going,
what?
Well,
everybody knows. I mean, if you're into really fine wine, Larry Hyde and Hyde Vineyards, Hyde shows up on labels, everybody's label.
Absolutely.
Every high-end winery wants to get a piece of the Hyde Vineyard.
Yep.
How many acres does he plant?
It's about 150 acres planted vines, and they have about 30 to 35 different clients. So like you're saying, it's Konsgard, Patton Hall, Paul Hobbs, Kistler, Schramsberg, and then there's a whole
countless
bunch of
them. Yeah. It's high end. He's a high end grower, and he's a pioneer. 1979. Think about it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there was hardly anything going on here.
Right.
You know, I mean, so for them to decide.
Although we did win the French thing against you guys in 76.
Yeah, right. Only time you guys won against
them. So let's see, how old were you then, 1976? I don't think you were. Yeah, he wasn't at the taste.
No, there's no way.
No, yeah. But actually, it's funny enough, Aubert was part of the Judgment of Paris. So it was part of the jury of the Judgment of Paris.
He was part of the jury?
Yes.
Ha-ha!
Yeah, right?
Yeah, and if you don't know that, Tom, tell everyone what that was. All these French people in the Paris tasting, 76.
Steve Spurrier sponsored it, and the whole idea was the French were going to show the Americans how far superior their wines were to ours.
Right.
And then we won.
It was a blind tasting.
Total blind tasting, and it was all French judges.
All the French judges chose California wines and then flipped out. Yeah, and then they flipped out.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, it brought... The notice to Napa Valley and
Absolutely.
Sonoma County here in California.
This region definitely deserves, you know, the appreciation that it can get. And it's, you know, there's so many different climates, so many different terroirs, different soils. And that's, you know, it's kind of beauty of it. It's because we're able to grow a little bit of everything here. You know, it's not like in Europe where you have little appellations and you can only grow this varietal and do it only this a certain way. It can have a little, you know, there is a good side and a bad side of it. Sometimes people get a little carried away with it. It's, you know, we have a great climate, and it's
and you
great.
Have the
it's
great fun. Blocks to work with.
Absolutely.
Because Larry Hyde is not going to give them some, he's a partner. So the best pieces of his blocks are going to go to you.
Absolutely.
Plus, you guys have been making it since 2000. That's 18 years.
Correct.
You get to know a vineyard site, you know, after
same
that
one
many
there.
Years.
Same yeah, one. I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry, dude.
Second round.
Everybody should know that Jackson loves Chardonnay.
Now, we're going to take a little side turn before we talk about this Chard.
Okay.
You've probably heard this. California Wine is testing positive for radioactive material from the Fukushima nuclear disaster. And it's according to the articles and what we've been reading, it's specifically Napa Valley vineyards. We're going to talk about that. But First, we're going to play the cold open from the Colbert Show last night, which is fascinating. Okay. Check it out.
Your favorite California wine may have an extra unwanted ingredient. If your bottle of choice was made after 2011, it could have radioactive particles from the Fukushima nuclear accident.
Welcome to Santa Rosa Estate Vineyards, where we grow and bottle only the finest California wines, like our popular Chardonnay, which can be characterized as crisp, light-bodied, and slightly radioactive. It pairs well with fish and pasta, and will give you mutant powers beyond human comprehension. Each bottle is aged in our signature casks. Try a bottle at one of our wine tasting events. So come to Santa Rosa Estate Vineyards and enjoy all our wines have to offer. Mellow refreshment, full body, and of course, superhuman strength.
It's the Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
That was last
Colbert
night.
Last night?
On Colbert. Now, I'll tell you what. The fact that they chose Santa Rosa.
Is because of you?
And Chardonnay. We think it's because my dear friend Paul Mercurio, who works at the
no question.
At the Late Show, probably they were the writers. Oh, yeah. The writers were all sitting around. And I went,
how do we do this?
Yeah, because you think they would, because it says in all the articles it mentions Napa, not
yes,
Sonoma County.
Yes, yes.
So I'm sure Paul Mercurio went in and said, "Make it Santa Rosa and use Chardonnay." In honor of my friend.
The problem was when they were pouring, did you notice that? It was a Sauvignon Blanc they were pouring?
Well, no. No, I didn't.
Those Hollywood guys. Or New York guys.
New York guys. Anyway, yeah. So, I don't know. Have you heard anything about this?
I have not at all. But I'm actually a little upset because now our secret is out, you know, so.
Yeah. You know. Well, we're drinking some of this radioactive Chardonnay.
Right.
Am I glowing? Turn the lights off, Mike. Maybe I'll glow in the dark.
I can see your third eye growing on your forehead right now.
That's been there for a while. Now.
This article in Esquire says, California wine is testing positive for radioactive material from the Fukushima. Can we say Fukushima on the air?
Fukushima.
Yeah, okay. But it says, don't worry, it's totally fine for you to drink it.
Yeah, it's of course. Parts per million are like, forget about it.
Yeah, pretty fascinating.
That's an interesting article.
We're convinced that Paul Mercurio said, make it Santa Rosa and have Chardonnay in there.
I guarantee, man. Yeah. I'm right there with you completely. That's crazy.
I'm honored.
It's a wonder he didn't say Steve Jackson's. probably didn't want to say Jackson, just in case Jess Jackson or the Jackson family.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't have said X. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway. I'm honored, Paul. By the way, he's got a show on Broadway now he's doing for a couple months, as well as working at the Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Pretty amazing. We'll talk to him soon about that. Anyway, you're right. It's Wine Wednesday. It's California Wine Country, brought to you by Bottle Barn. Our guest is Guillaume.
Yes.
Boudet.
You did it. There you go.
I'm really bad with French. The only thing I know is Je m'appelle Steve.
There you go.
And they made us take French in Detroit. Because, so you know, it was the French were there and helped found it. And half the streets are in French.
I had 4 years of French in high school, and all I know is mon Dieu saying ow.
I don't even.
Whatever that
sounds
means.
Japanese to me.
Right.
Okay. It's all about Hyde de Vilaine wines. Where now, you guys are Caneros.
Yes.
Explain. Now, you have a winery, a tasting room, the whole thing?
Yeah. The vineyard, Hyde Vineyard, is located on Sonoma Highway 121. Pretty much at the corner of 29 and 121, right before you hit Carne Rosin and the Boonfly Cafe. That's where the vineyard is. Our winery is located on Trancas Street, so the northern part of Napa, and it's at the corner of Trancas and Silverado Trail.
Wow.
So that's where the winery is, and we also have a tasting room on site. It's appointment only.
I'd highly recommend somebody getting involved in that and your allocation list as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, so, you know, we make about 4,000 cases. One of the wines that we're going to taste this evening is almost half of that. So everything else is in small quantities, especially the Pinots. We make a couple 100% Cabernet Sauvignons as well. And so it ranges from 50 cases to 2,200 cases per wine, so it's all the small quantities are only accessible through the location list.
Okay, so is there any retail?
So you can find us in some of the high-end restaurants in the region or wine shops. And then in California, you can also find us more on the East Coast. And we also export to 17 different countries. So, you know, it's very small quantity produced, but it's also... We try to have a little bit of representation, you know, a little bit everywhere to create some traction. But yeah,
probably not Bottle Barn then, right? Barry Herbstis is coming in.
I don't believe so.
Yeah,
I make the wine. I try to sell it every now and then, but you know, there's other people. We're actually only four employees at the winery, so other people take care of the wholesale part. Yeah. I'm busy enough.
He does a good enough job just making it. All right, tasting this. Is this
something? Is a Chardonnay, and it's not radioactive.
No. Right. And it has has beautiful acidity. The wine is totally balanced. And when you look at it, again, I know a lot of people have heard this again and again and again from you, but I'm a grape grower, and the first thing I want to smell when I stick my nose in a glass of wine is grapes. Mm-hmm. I don't want to smell oak. I don't want to smell yeastiness. I don't want to smell, you know, malolactic butterscotch.
Absolutely.
And when you smell this wine, I mean, it smells peachy and...
There's a lot of citrus. There's a lot of minerality. That's really the main characteristics of Hyde Vineyards because of its location, because of the selections that we use, and also because of, you know, our winemaking is very minimalistic. We don't do any additions. There's no... Actually, this first wine... So this is our 2016 Le Début Chardonnay. It's our Young Vines program, and this has 0% new oak. So it's only used barrels, and actually 30% of the blend is fermented and aged in a concrete egg as well to bring a little touch more volume in
every
in
time
the
someone says a concrete egg, I have to throw a geek alert because people are thinking, what are you?
It is. Yeah. It's a big concrete
Can I get a 12 eggs at the store and have some wine in it? Or no one? Explain.
It is really what the name is. It's a tank made of concrete and shaped like an egg. So it's a special formula of concrete that has no effect onto the wine. And actually, the concrete is never really in contact with the wine because inside the egg there's a coat of tartrate. So really, it never touches the concrete. One of the only reasons we use the egg is because of its shape during the fermentation.
I understand, but why concrete? Couldn't you make it out of something
They have
else?
Them in oak. They have them in concrete.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's different. Well, the oak will have an effect because it brings oak.
We
use concrete because it's neutral and also because it doesn't let any air through. So it kind of keeps the wine in a reductive environment, which we really appreciate.
Yeah, and Barry Herbst, the wine buyer at Bottle Barn, is back with us. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Taste this Chardonnay. 2016, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah,
and so the only reason why we use the egg is the shape. So during the fermentation, the lees are going to be naturally stirred because of the gas going up in the middle of the egg, bringing the lees with it, and then the lees will fall down on the sides and then go back up with the gas and go back down and go back up and down. So you have this movement in the egg because of its shape, and that's going to bring a little more mouthfeel and texture to the wine. Because it's young vines, we use this tool to bring a little more volume into the wine because, you know, they lack a little bit of maturity and
texture. Saves hours of work, too, I'd imagine, from, you know, if somebody had to go in there manually and do that.
Pretty much,
three or four times a day.
Yeah. It's the only other thing is that in our barrels, we don't do any stirring. So our main goal using this concrete egg is not to bring too much, you know, silky and texture into the wine, because our main goal is to respect the freshness and the acidity of the wine. That is the most characteristic point of Hyde Vineyards. So it's all about the freshness, the acidity that builds up in your mouth. We don't want to bring any texture from the stirring. We don't want to bring any sweetness from the barrels. So this wine is 0% new oak. All the other wines are between 15 and 20% max. So again, it's all about the fruits. It's all about the primary characteristics of the fruit of the Chardonnay, but also of the terroir of the vineyard.
And a lot of people,
delicious.
Yeah, a lot of people talk about stirring the lees, you know, every couple of weeks or every month to get those lees back in contact. And you're talking about, as we were talking off air, you don't even rack.
No, we don't. We don't rock the whites, obviously. I mean, I don't know if it's that obvious, but we don't touch the whites. But also the reds, they stay in barrels. After we take the wine out of the fermenting tank, they stay in barrels for 18 to 22 months, and we don't touch them.
Okay, we got to take a break.
Okay.
Tom Simoneau is here. Dan Berger has the day off. Barry Herbst, the wine buyer at Bottle Barn, is here. And our guest is Guillaume Boudet.
Correct. Yeah. Good.
He's associate winemaker at Hyde de Vilaine here in Sonoma County. Maybe one of the county's best-kept secrets in many ways as far as my listening audience.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I've tasted these wines again and again and again, and I was at a tasting just a little while back. And when I met Guillaume, I said, "You got to get on the show."
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. Good wine.
Happy to be here. You, man.
And he's 30 years old, for God's sakes. I was expecting, you know, a guy in his 60s. California Wine Country brought to you by Bottle Barn. Dan Berger has the day off. Tom Simoneau is in. And, of course, Barry Herbst, the wine buyer from Bottle Barn. And our winery this week is Hyde de Vilaine Wines. The associate winemaker, Guillaume Boudet, is with us.
And I'm trying to figure out if Guillaume is one of my famous...
Guillaume
is one of my famous relatives from, you know, because our family goes all the way back to France, and we could be distant relatives.
We're all
man.
Related somehow.
I mean, you know, the winemaking gene just travels.
I'm Italian. Every Italian except me in this county is pretty much related in some way. Right. You know. Okay, again, Hyde de Vilaine Wines, Guillaume.
Yes, sir.
Boudet.
Correct.
Yes. He is an associate winemaker at this amazing place, and they're in Caneros here in... Well, I mean, Caneros, it's Napa Valley.
Correct, yes.
Yes.
Caneros is divided
well,
into...
Yeah, it's on both counties.
Yeah.
But we're on the Napa side.
Right.
Gotcha. You're right. Okay. And there's no added radioactivity.
This is a natural wine, man. So would this be qualified as a, you know, the whole natural wine movement? I mean, I know you're not jumping into that, but it is, right?
Sure. I mean, I think there's natural and natural. So the only thing that we add in our wines is going to be yeast and bacteria for the fermentations for many reasons. The main reason is that with experience, we found that Hyde Vineyard kind of has a tendency to be sluggish with the native fermentations.
Got it.
So we, you know, we're French. We're a little lazy. So, you know, by Thanksgiving, we want to be done with any sugar, at least with sugar. And then malolactic fermentation can take, you know, it takes quite a while, actually. My 17s finished malolactic like a month ago.
Uh-huh.
So, but, you know, it adds complexity to the wine as well. But with sugar, we want to be done by Thanksgiving. So we'd rather, you know, inoculate with some more commercial
yeast.
But the way we select the yeast that we use, we want them to be as neutral as possible. So we don't want them to bring any fermentations and aromas to the wine. We want them to respect the minerality, the freshness of the, you know, the primary characteristics of the grapes. So neutral yeast, neutral bacteria. So that we don't get any buttery, creamy flavors as well in the wine.
What yeast you use? Do you mind telling?
And that's a secret.
Ah!
And I can't advertise for anyone. No, I mean, but you know, it's the regular
tell me
stuff.
Off the air, I'm just wondering about mine.
Yeah, no. I mean, there's some CY, there's some CH9, there's, you know, some different things. Really, the key to all our wines is the vineyard, is the quality of the vineyard, the quality of the Massal selections that Larry Hyde has at the vineyard. And our main goal is actually to respect that and to not interfere as much as possible with that. So, you know, at the winery, even though it's a lot of work, but we're, you know, we're mainly babysitters of the wine. You know, it ferments, it ages, but since we don't do anything to it, you know, it's just about tasting and topping the barrels, really, during the off-season.
It's pretty natural farming practices, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So they're actually working a lot towards getting some organic certifications. They have a few biodynamic practices as well. But, you know, they do as much manual work as they can. And if they spray anything, it's all going to be, algae-based or fish emulsions or things like that. So it's very respectful to the land and to the vines. So us as winemakers, you know, we don't want to introduce any exterior and outside elements into the wines as well, like water, acid, or whatsoever.
Yeah.
I want to remind everyone that we have the podcast for California Wine Country. It's available where every great cod passed. Cod passed.
Pass the cod.
Everyone else has a podcast. We decided to have a cod passed. It's available everywhere, including at calwinecountry.com. And we ask you to go there and subscribe, which means you get every episode in your app, on the podcast app thing. And everyone who subscribes to the podcast, Mike DeWalt sends them $50.
Yeah, right.
It's free. It's free to subscribe, so don't worry about it.
So this Chardonnay is absolutely terrific. We only have 15 more minutes to go, so we got some red wines to get to. But what's the price on this particular Chardonnay?
So this HTV Chardonnay 2015 is $70.
$70.
And so out of the 4,000 cases that we make, this is roughly 55%. So it's between 21 and 2,300 cases. So anyone who is going to get introduced to High Divi Lane will probably be introduced by this wine in a restaurant or in a wine shop.
This is what turned my head, this Chardonnay.
Yeah, it's impressive.
It's unbelievable. Really something, man.
So just the difference with the first Chardonnay, this is vines that are between 20 and 40 years old. It's 15% new oak, 100% malolactic fermentation, but no stirring, no racking, no filtration. It's 12 months aging in barrels, and then there's a couple months in stainless steel over harvest, so the next harvest before bottling. And so, you know, when we rack the wine onto the blending tank, we rack a lot of that residual CO2 from, you know, the fermentation a year ago. And that's really our protector and our guarantee for ageability into the blending tank. And then we try to, you know, remove some. There are some vintages where you get a little bit of a fizzy component, but also with the acidity, you know, it kind of brings a special balance to the wine. And then because of that natural balance with the acidity, with the low alcohol, ageability in the bottle is really long as well.
And you know what the wonderful thing is?
Let me just interrupt. It's Hyde de Villaine. Or known also as HDV. And if you go to hdvwines.com, you can learn about everything that they do. I am calling it Sonoma County's best, or Sonoma, the wine now, countries.
Wine countries,
right. One, yeah, of best kept secrets.
Oh, absolutely, I mean, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you, sometimes when you get this lean minerality, you don't get this richness. Yeah. This screams Chardonnay, and you swear it's. It's more leaves stirring or more French oak, new French oak, but 15% new, and the acidity is so high. I mean,
this
would
be fun
still
to put in a tasting with Chisel Morchet or so. I bet you would
be able to pick it up.
You know, oh, yeah.
We hear that every now and then, that sommeliers do that with a blind tasting, and they put the Chardonnay in the flight, and people get tricked easily.
Yeah, it'd be tough to pick. This is clearly California. It's got so many French qualities to it.
So we're going to move to the Pinot?
Yeah, and while we do that, Yam, talk about, again, for those of you who are just joining us, HDV. It's a venture between two families, one in Napa Valley and one in Burgundy. Explain it again.
So Hyde and de Villaine are the two families that created HDV in 2000, and they're related by marriage, so the Hyde are the owners of Hyde Vineyards, and de Villaine is Aubert de Villaine, the co-director of Domaine de la Romanée Conti, DRC, in Burgundy, so one of, you know, the most iconic wines in the world. And Aubert's wife, Pamela, is Larry Hyde's cousin. So when Aubert and Pamela got married, the two families, you know, were brought together, and Larry Hyde started Hyde Vineyard in 1978, 1979 in Paneros. Then Aubert went back to Burgundy to take the reins of the domain for a few years, until still now. And they started Hyde de Villaine, so the venture between the two families to put, you know, in a bottle, really the philosophy of the Burgundian approach with Hyde Vineyards. Started in 2000, and we've been making Mainly Chardonnay, but we also make Pinot Noir that we just poured in our glass with also some Syrah and Cabernet Sauvignon and Merlot from Hyde Vineyards.
Tom, talk about this.
This Pinot. Yeah. This Pinot, this is a fruit-forward Pinot Noir, man. I mean, the cherry fruit is, like, outstanding. It's just jumping out of the glass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then it kicks in a really earthy... the fruit kind of recedes to the background, and then kind of the terroir comes forward. It's beautiful, really.
So well this done. Is our 2016 Hyde Vineyard Pinot Noir. It's called Ignacia. And actually, this is a very... Yeah, I think he wants a glass over there.
I got to taste this. Come on.
It's a very young block. It was planted in 2010. So you get a lot of that youthfulness, that freshness coming from the young vines, but also already a lot of complexity and maturity in the wine. The important point into this wine, it has 7 different Massal selections that Larry gathered, you know, over the years, and that brings a tremendous amount of complexity into the wine. You get a ton of violet, a ton of rose petals, some small berry fruit. And then our signature, and because of Hyde Vineyards, is the freshness, the acidity, the length in the wine. It's a pretty delicious.
Are these whole cluster pressed or what?
There is a little bit. So we add a small layer of whole cluster at the bottom of the tank, but it's usually between, let's say, 5% and 8%. But it's not going to be much more. We don't want the stems to bring too much steminess in the wine, or greenness. If we think that they're ripe, we're going to add some. Some years we didn't add them. Again, it's all about the fruit itself. It's not a fruity wine, but it's a wine about the fruit. So about the characteristics of the Pinot with the floral and the berry notes and the earthy and some spices as well.
It has this beautiful feminine quality to it.
Be a great lay-it-down candidate.
Oh,
if Dan was here, he'd be spouting
decades.
Yeah.
Lay this big boy down.
Yeah, because there's some tannin in there that once it to be resolved, it would just be so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh my goodness.
This really is special.
And what's the price on this guy?
This is, the 2016 is $120.
Wow.
Yeah, oof.
And it's only...
Boy, we're making out like bandits today,
sure are.
Aren't we?
Yeah. What's the name of this mean?
Ignacia is the first name, like yours and I. And actually, it's one of the ancestors of the Hydes.
Y-G-N-A-C-I-A.
Yes, it's Spanish. The ancestors of the Hydes, the De La Guerra, came from Spain into the Santa Barbara County, and that's where they started planting some vines. And then Don Jose De La Guerra married into the Hyde family, who were a big family of lawyers in the, I believe it was in the New York area. They had 9 daughters, and so... one of them was Ignacia, the other one was Isabel, which is the name of our other Pinot Noir from Sonoma Mountain and Vanderkemp Vineyard.
A lot of commingling going on over there.
So all our wines, when you look at our labels, you see the crest. That's the De La Guerra crest. So, you know, they were in the army. Our small production Chardonnay that we only make 4 barrels of is called Comandante. So, you know, the Comandante of the army in Spain. So it's all about history. And, you know, wine, I mean, with the De Vilaine, with over 1,000 years of history, and the Hyde with almost 200 or 300 years of history, you know, we have to respect that as well.
Yeah.
Our guest is Guillaume Boudet, associate winemaker at Hyde de Vilaine, also known as HDV. And the website is hdvwines.com. All right, we're about to wrap up California Wine Country, brought to you by Bottle Barn on this Wednesday drive. Guillaume Boudet is associate winemaker at the Hyde de Vilaine Winery. It is hdvwines.com. They're in Napa, just over the county line, I guess, in Caneros, right?
Yes.
Talk about this Syrah.
So we're on to the Syrah. We're right now tasting our 2014 called Californio Syrah.
Wait, can I get somebody's dump bucket here?
Yes.
We were just talking about what Californio is. That's the name that was used for all the Spanish-speaking people in California in the 1800s. And actually, I mean, this is just an homage to the
heritage of the Hyde family and the De La Guerra family that we talked about earlier, and the Spain heritage as well. So, again, all about history. So our Syrah is
that something?
It's from Hyde Vineyard. Keep in mind that Hyde Vineyard is, you know, is one of the coolest region in Napa Valley. So you're going to have definitely a lot of that cooler climate into the wine. It's going to have a lot of plum and white pepper notes, mainly because of
that.
The site, yeah. But also because of the selections that we use. There's a couple of things coming from Côte du Rhône in France, but there's also a third selection that we use from the Penfolds Vineyard in Australia, and that's going to bring quite a bit of spiciness into the wine.
I love this as well. Look at the color.
I know.
Is that darker than most Syrahs?
That Syrah. No, Syrah's pretty black.
All right. Usually
pretty black. And it's a 14, so it's got a little time in the bottle, which is nice.
Yeah, our reds, usually we release them about 4 years after, you know, the harvest date. So there's a couple years of fermentation and aging in the barrel, and then a couple years of aging in the bottle before release. But, you know, you give it if you're patient enough, if you can wait another 2 or 3 years, it's going to be even better.
Or if you're Dan Berger, wait 10 years.
Well, cool region, Syrah, is very all the rage here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everybody's saying.
Tremendous texture.
Yes.
And you know, you have soft tannins, really integrated. But it's also all about that freshness and acidity that is really the motto of Hyde Vineyard. So
do we have a minute for the cab?
No. Unfortunately.
Well, there is a Cab Merlot.
But you guys can drink the Cab
which
Merlot.
Which everybody needs to go to the tasting room to try.
And again, the tasting room.
So we're located on 588 Trancas Street in Napa. So it's at the corner of Trancas and Silverado Trail. It's appointment only. So give us a call. And you can find our website as well.
It's hdvwines.com. You got to check this out. The wine country's best kept secret. Thank you, sir, for coming.
Thank you very much for having me.
You got to come back at some point.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll bring him back.
Tom Simonal will be joining us again next Wednesday because Dan Berger's on vacation. Have a great night.